This is a 15-minute body scan to support the Breathworks program. Finding a comfortable position, maybe covering yourself with a light blanket. Most people prefer to do the body scan lying down so that the floor or the bed can totally support the body. But if you prefer, you can do the body scan sitting. Whatever you choose, just feel free to adjust your position during the practice. For this recording, I'll assume that people are lying down. So allowing the body to settle on the bed or the floor. Placing your arms either by the sides of the body or resting gently on your belly. Allowing the shoulders to rest on the floor. Soft face and eyes lightly closed if that feels comfortable to you. Unclenching the hands, allowing the hands to be soft. Stretching out the legs, and if there's any issues with the lower back, you may prefer to support under the knees with a cushion, a pillow. Or you can bend your knees with your feet flat on the floor and hip width apart. Ultimately, doing whatever feels comfortable for you. As you begin to settle into the position, allowing the weight to fall fully into gravity. Being gently drawn towards the floor, towards the earth. Begin by tuning in to the movement of the breath beneath your hands, or the breath in the belly if your hands are down by your sides. Feeling the belly swell on the in-breath and subsiding a little on the out-breath. There's no need to change the breath or to force the breath in any way. Just allowing the breath to breathe itself. Natural movement. And what about your chest? Can you feel the breath in the chest? Do you notice the ribs expanding with the in-breath and retracting with the out-breath? Maybe having a sense of the lungs filling and emptying with each breath. Now, becoming aware of the diaphragm, situated between the chest and the abdomen. It's a large muscle that runs across the body from side to side, and also from front to back. On the diaphragm, broadens and flattens down inside the body on the in-breath and relaxes back up beneath the lungs on the out-breath. The diaphragm moves ceaselessly from the moment of birth to the moment of death, broadening and flattening, gently pushing down the internal organs, causing the belly to swell outwards on the in-breath, and relaxing back up inside the body on the out-breath, with the internal organs subsiding back into the body again, as does the belly. Can you get a movement of the breath and the belly, the diaphragm moving? Trying to follow this movement without forcing the breath in any way. Maybe as you lie here, you have a sense of the echoes of the breath down in the pelvic floor. This is the area between the anus and the urinary organs and the buttocks on either side, shaped like a diamond. The echoes of the breath may be very subtle, so don't worry if you can't feel it at this time. But you may become more aware of it the more you try. A very subtle broadening and opening on the in-breath, and retracting and toning on the out-breath. Within the whole pelvic floor area. Softening and relaxing. Now allowing your awareness to inhabit the bottom. If you notice the buttocks are tense, you might notice that it's quite natural to soften and release when we bring our awareness to it. Allowing the buttocks to soften against the bed or the floor. Feeling totally supported. Now shifting your awareness to inhabit the back. Starting with the lower back, the middle back, and then moving to the upper back. Feeling the back in contact with the bed, the floor. Noticing the natural curves and shape of the back. Maybe you can get a sense of the breath in the whole of the back. As the diaphragm moves within the body, it involves the breath in the back of the body as well as the front. Being curious about what you can feel in the back and the breath. What do you notice? Maybe a subtle echo of the breath in the lower back. If you notice any pain or discomfort in the back, as best as you can, just allowing the breath to massage the area. A breath saturated with gentleness and kindness. Bathing the back in tenderness and responding to your own discomfort in a way that you would respond to somebody else who was hurting. Maybe noticing any blocks or barriers that get in the way of you bringing kindness to yourself. Can you feel the movement in the ribs at the back of the body? Expanding with the in-breath and retracting with the out-breath. Perhaps reflecting for a moment on how the ribs and the lungs are as much a part of the back of the body as they are the front. Now allowing your awareness to inhabit your shoulders as they drop back towards the bed or the floor, and how they're fully supported. You can allow the body to fall, allow the arms to gently fall away from the shoulders. Bringing your awareness to inhabit the upper arms, the elbows, the lower arms and the hands. Flowing inside the fingers and the thumbs. Resting your awareness there for a moment. Now coming back up the arms, allowing the awareness to flow into the throat, the neck, the sides, the back. To inhabit the whole face and the head. Can you allow the head to be fully supported by the cushion, the pillow, or whatever it's resting on? No need to hold the head up, just allowing it to settle, giving over to gravity. And what do you notice in your face? Do you notice any tension? Do you find it natural to soften and release the face when you bring awareness to it? Noticing the lips, the tongue, cheeks, the eyes. Allowing the mouth and the jaw to be soft. Allowing the jaw to hang loose. And clenching the teeth. Now guiding your awareness down through the body into the hips. Allowing the hips to gently fall away. Allowing the legs to be fully supported. Giving the weight of the legs up to gravity. Allowing your awareness to flow into the front, the back, and the sides of the thighs. Flowing down into the knees, the lower legs, the ankles, the feet, tops of the feet, the soles of the feet. Moving right into the toes. What do you notice? Maybe the sensations feel intense, or maybe they're dull or numb, or no sensations at all. It doesn't matter what you notice. What matters is that you are aware. Now broadening your awareness to inhabit the whole of the body, the legs, the torso, the back, the sides, the arms, the neck and the head. Having a sense of the whole of the body, gently expanding with the in-breath and subsiding with the out-breath. Noticing if you have pain and discomfort, and seeing if you can allow the area to be gently massaged and soothed by the rhythm of the breath. Saturated breath with kindness and tenderness. As you lie here and flow through the body, you may notice that sensations are continually changing and moving. And what you think of as pain or discomfort is actually changing sensations coming and passing away moment by moment. You only ever experience this flow of sensations one moment at a time. Pain and discomfort is not as solid as we think. It's fluid like the breath. So resting as best as you can with a sense of change and flow in the whole of your body. Moment by moment. Allowing the breath to be gentle and kind. Now, as we bring this short body scan to a close, opening your eyes and gently and carefully moving your body, having a stretch, and perhaps setting an intention on how you can move into your day with kindness and gentleness, no matter what it is that you're engaged in. This is the end of the body scan.